This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Opinions vary quite widely about the type of job market college graduates are entering these days. In certain parts of the country, there is a strong job market. But newspapers USA Today and the New York Times ran recent stories predicting uncertain and even bleak job predictions nationwide. Our guests on today's program work with La Crosse area college students and employers and help bring them together. Beth Dolder-Zeke is the Career Services Director at Viterbo University. Tim Tritch is Associate Director of Career Services at UW-La Crosse. And Barb Kelsey is the Career Services Manager at Western Technical College. Those three institutions will hand diplomas to more than 3,000 graduates this weekend. I asked Western's Barb Kelsey how easy it will be for graduates to find a job.
I know for the Wisconsin Technical College system, we use a graduate follow-up survey that's done 6 months after graduation. And we've just compiled the data from 2011, and it's actually, the outlook looks pretty good. We have 93% of our grads were employed within 6 months after graduation, and about 73% of those were employed in their field of study. So I would say we are seeing, you know, an increase in hiring. Some of those people may still be underemployed. We have seen increased job postings from like temporary agencies and things like that.
And Tim, do you know about the outlook at UW-La Crosse?
Well, I think there's going to be quite a bit of variation depending on the fields of interest and the types of positions the students are looking for. We have also definitely seen an increase just kind of anecdotally in terms of the numbers of positions coming into us, the calls that we're fielding on a daily basis from employers. The students that come to La Crosse, they tend to not necessarily be obviously from the La Crosse area, and so their geographic interests play a pretty significant role in their employment prospects, and just how flexible they can be with their geographic interests as well play a big role in that. We don't have numbers yet, obviously, for this current graduating class. Our 10-11 statistics were definitely up over the previous year for 9-10. And so we expect there to be improvement this year based on that trend continuing and just kind of what we're seeing anecdotally. But we know that's, like I said, it's going to vary a lot depending on the student, their interests, what they're looking for.
And Beth, what about at Viterbo?
Well, at Viterbo, we're definitely seeing, again, anecdotally, that things seem to be picking up. A big chunk of our students are involved in healthcare. We have a large nursing class. And we're looking at nursing really making a strong comeback. There was a big downturn in 2008, 2009. Our nurses still found jobs, but perhaps they weren't some of the jobs that they're the first choices for the students. So students sometimes had to take their second or third choices for those jobs. But we're seeing that the hospitals are hiring earlier now. And we also are seeing a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's statistically significant, but we're seeing, you know, more phone calls from employers. We've had a little bit of an upturn in the number of jobs that have been posted on our job bank. And we've certainly seen an increase in students coming into our office looking for help, for asking for help with the job search, doing mock interviews. And so our students seem to be really aware that it is a tough market out there, and they want to get their A game going. You know, they want to be ready. And so we really are seeing a lot more demand for our services.
And you said nursing, that field it's getting a little better for recent grads. Mm-hmm. What are some other fields that, you know, may be hiring more so than others?
Well, I know that IT is a big area for Western graduates as well as, you know, the healthcare fields. And in addition to nursing, we found that people in respiratory therapy, physical therapy assistant, biomed, electronics, those people are getting jobs, landing jobs before they graduate. The good ones, for sure, are picked up already. And their starting salaries are quite good. Sometimes, you know, you know, at times, you know, they're starting at $40,000-$50,000 with a 2-year associate degree,
which is pretty good money for a recent grad.
It is, yeah.
And Tim, at UWL, I mean, are there certain programs that recent grads are finding more success finding jobs right out of school?
We're definitely seeing, as you mentioned, IT related positions. We just don't have anywhere near the number of grads at La Crosse as we're seeing demand in terms of job listings coming into us. We don't have a day that goes by literally without getting a call or an email from an employer saying, can you help us find people to fill this position? Some of those are local here in the La Crosse area, but also they're coming from the Twin Cities. They're coming from other parts of Wisconsin as well. So that's clearly an area where, as the economy is picking up, the demand is going to outstrip the supply pretty quickly, I think. Healthcare, we're also definitely seeing improvement in some areas. Other areas are still lagging a little bit behind, but for the therapy areas, for certain, we're seeing continued demand there. Physician assistants also. There's some localized areas where the need is maybe not quite as great as it was a few years ago, but it's still a decent job market because, again, it's relative. They may not necessarily be getting multiple offers early yet, but there are employment opportunities out there. Accounting and finance-related positions also. There's a pretty strong demand there as well.
So I wonder with the majors that maybe it might be a little more difficult to get a job in, say something like philosophy, where, you know, you could either go on and have a religious career or become a professor. Do you think that students over time may look towards these careers less because jobs are more difficult to come by, or are they just going to, you know, get that education just for their own benefit?
I think oftentimes there isn't a direct correlation between choice of major and employment. We find that students who major in the liberal arts actually do quite well in the market because of the skills that they learn in their liberal arts education. You know, when we talk to employers, I think across the board, we ask employers what they're looking for, and they're talking about communication, ability to present, ability to think critically. And those are the skills that you learn in a liberal arts education. And so we find philosophy majors, English majors, you know, all those sorts of liberal arts majors going on to very, very successful careers, maybe not in that specific area. But I think if you survey people, you know, in their 40s and 50s and ask them what their undergraduate major is, you'll find that oftentimes there's no correlation between their undergraduate major and where they end up. But those skills that they learned in their education definitely contributed to their success.
What about location for jobs? Tim, you touched on this a bit before, but does it matter where a job is located for recent grads, or are people more likely nowadays to just take a job wherever they can get it?
I tend to see extremes, and this hasn't changed in the time that I've been at La Crosse in the career services office. I see many new college grads who see this as, you know, the graduation as a time to take off on an adventure, and they've got the flexibility to be able to go
travel Europe before
even in terms of employment. You sure. know, they've got this is an opportunity for them to move to another part of the country that maybe they've never lived. They want to see someplace different, and they want to do that through their career. But we also see many graduates who are place bound for one reason or another. They may be what we would call a non-traditional age in terms of graduation, where they've already got a family, they've got commitments, they've got ties here that they don't want to make changes right away. And so, you know, I see extremes at both ends. You know, one of the things that we always talk to students about is typically the more geographically flexible you can be, the better your opportunities. And geographically flexible doesn't mean necessarily you have to be willing to move to North Carolina or Florida or Texas. It might mean simply being willing to look anywhere in Minnesota or Wisconsin. But when you come in saying, well, no, I only have to be within a 25-mile radius of blank, sometimes that can be the biggest challenge in their job search.
Yeah, it definitely makes it harder. We found at Viterbo, our graduates, usually between 65 and 75% of our graduates stay in Wisconsin, and I think that's pretty high. So we definitely are seeing encouraging our students to try to go outside their comfort zone, maybe, you know, to try to the bigger cities. You can always come back, but to take that opportunity at this time in their lives to really, you know, stretch a little bit.
And Barb, what about Western graduates?
Well, I think Western's a little bit different, and we tend to have people who stay within the district. Our recent numbers show that 85% of our graduates actually still remain within the Western Technical College District. And, well, actually 75% within the district, 85% within the state. And our students tend to not want to leave. We have a lot of returning adults, and people who really are just looking for that local option. And also in the structure of a technical college, that is part of our mission, is to serve the people within our district. So we, you know, operate under an advisory committee for each of our programs, which consists of local employers and, you know, that are giving us feedback of what the needs are for the community. So I think while we do still encourage people to look at, you know, relocating, that's typically not our audience.
Because, as you said, Western has partnerships with different local businesses. So I'm curious, with Viterbo and UWL, do Wisconsin employers reach out to you? And is there a want to keep Wisconsin students in Wisconsin and even the La Crosse area?
There's a want by employers to hire good candidates. And that tends to be the first thing. So I don't necessarily see a Wisconsin employer or a La Crosse employer saying, we need to keep people here. They say we need to find the best person that we can find for this position, the person that matches the skill set that we're looking for, the person who's closely aligned, their interests are aligned with what we do. And so, you know, what we see from employers is they, even a La Crosse area employer, they might be recruiting here at UWL in Viterbo, but they might also be recruiting for those same positions or advertising those same positions statewide or throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota. And if they can attract the right candidate here from someplace else, that's fine for them.
You're listening to Newsmakers. My guests today are Beth Dolder-Zeke. She's the Viterbo University Career Services Director. Barb Kelsey is the Wisconsin Technical College Career Services Manager. And Tim Tritch, he's the Associate Director of Career Services at UW-La Crosse. There's a lot of people with advanced degrees who have lost their jobs in recent years. And some have taken jobs that maybe don't necessarily require a college degree. What impact is that having on recent grads, and is that okay?
I think whenever the economy takes a downturn, I mean, this is probably the third or fourth economic downturn that's happened in the time I've been in my job at UWL. There is always this kind of interesting impact that happens, or frequently, I should say, that, you know, you see positions that, you know, maybe when times were really very, very good, the employers ask for 0 to 2 years of experience. That same job comes up during an economic downturn when there are more folks out there in the market, and sometimes the employers are asking for people with more experience to fill that position because the pool of who's out there has changed. And so that can definitely impact new college grads at times during those economic downtimes, but, you know, it tends to be cyclical, and so I think we're actually right now starting to see that happen again. Jobs that 2 years ago they may have looked for folks with 3 or 4 or 5 years of experience, we're starting to see them loosen up a little bit on that in some cases because they need to fill, especially in some IT related areas.
Are either of you seeing this at Western or Viterbo as well?
I would say that we have seen, you know, the job market, it is competitive. And so we really encourage students to get some related work experience while they are in school. If they can do an internship or work just in a job that is in somewhat related, then they can start out with some experience, even if that means, you know, giving your time away, or even if it's not for credit, an internship experience. It's really important for helping them build their resume and land that first job, because I would say that we do that's some of what we're seeing. People are having a hard time getting started because a lot of the jobs are asking for previous work experience, and they can speak to that if they've done an internship or worked in a related field.
Yeah, sometimes those students need help being able to articulate how their experience does apply to the particular job. But I would echo what you're saying about internships. They're just absolutely vital for students to get real work experience. And NACE data supports that students who do internships are infinitely more likely to get employment in their field than students who don't do internships. So we really encourage our students to get out there and get as much experience as they can, and also to make connections with people who are working in the industries, to network as much as they can, and also to be involved in the community, because oftentimes being involved in the community offers opportunities for experience that can translate into work-related experience. So any kind of experience is really good. Part-time work is important. Anything. Working on a farm, babysitting, you know, you bet, anything. Shows that they've got that work ethic.
You don't want to graduate from college and not have ever worked. That's not a good situation to be in. Most of the time, when you're asked for a reference, they want at least one previous supervisor to be indicated. So it's difficult working with people who have not had a job. And that's pretty rare these days, I would say, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that was a challenge in the last couple years, because internships have become so critical in many fields, is that also during that economic downturn, we did see fewer internships available. So in some cases, students may have been really challenged to find an internship. And so they may have relied on other kinds of work experiences while they were in school, which, of course, they need to do. But that was a challenge for, a couple years there. Not only were the employment opportunities down, but the internship opportunities were down, too.
What about advanced degrees? I know a few people who can't find work once they've received a bachelor's degree, so they've decided to go back to school and get their master's. Is there any outlook on what the job market could look like for them? And, you know, is advancing their educational experience more? Will it be worth it in the end?
I think definitely a master's degree. You know, when you're looking at lifetime earnings, people with a master's degree make about $1 million more in a lifetime in their lifetime than students with a, than workers with a bachelor's degree, and sometimes. Students look at master's program as a way to increase their skills so that they're more marketable. And we're seeing that there's definitely some very marketable master's. MBAs are doing very well. Anything in mental health right now is very marketable, and also the healthcare. And so students who are going on and kind of delaying entrance into the workforce and then entering the workforce after they have their master's, you know, are doing very well.
I've just read an article from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, and it said, like, from 2010 to 2020, jobs requiring a master's degree are going to be the highest growth area. So education is still a good value. It's something that does pay off.
I think it depends, because sometimes we will have folks who come back to see us who maybe graduated a couple years ago, and they say, I'm thinking about going back to school. And okay, so tell us more about that. Why do you want to go back to school? What's your motivation here? And we encourage them to look really, really carefully at the profession, the fields they're interested in, to make certain that a master's degree is going to be to their benefit. Clearly, in some cases, the master's degree is the entry level opportunity or the entry level degree for particular fields or areas, or in some cases a doctorate now is the entry level. And so there, in some cases, it's real clear cut. If I want to be a physician assistant, I have to have a master's degree pretty much at this point now, because all the programs have moved to that. If I want to be a PT, I'm going to need to get my DPT because all the programs have moved in that direction. But there may be other fields, other areas where if you have no experience to go along with that master's degree, it may not be quite as good of an investment yet. Maybe in another 2 years after a little bit more work experience, that master's will be a good investment. So I think it depends. It's a case-by-case situation, both for the individual and what they're interested in doing.
A master's is not a guarantee by any means, and that experience, we need to emphasize the need for experience.
Sure. There's been some recent discussions about whether or not an associate degree was more worthwhile than a bachelor's degree. Can you pit those two against each other, or are they both worthwhile?
I think you just pitted us against each other.
Yeah. I promised you weren't going to do that.
Yeah. Arm wrestle it out.
No, I would say that we are not in competition with each other. We're collaborative, and it really depends on what the person's goals are. Obviously, there are a lot of limitations to an associate degree, but there are also a lot of opportunities, and it can be a relatively quick way for somebody to get into the workforce and start getting work experience. But many, many, many of our graduates go on to further their education, many of them at UWL and many of them at Viterbo. So it depends on the person.
It really goes hand in hand. About half of our transfer students every year are transfers from Western. And so we have a really good relationship with Western. And I think that the two degrees go together, you know, hand in hand very, very well. And it just depends on the student. I mean, some students are more comfortable starting with an associate's degree. And however you get there, I think in most fields, having a bachelor's degree will make you more employable. But again, it's that experience. What can you do with it? How can you articulate your skills?
And there are cases every year in terms of the students that I work with, the graduates, where I see folks who complete a bachelor's degree and then go to a technical college like Western to do a specialized program. And so that over the long haul, it's the combination of that specialized education they get at Western along with their bachelor's degree. The example that comes up pretty regularly for students I work with is an undergraduate bachelor's degree student in, let's say, biology, who goes to Western and maybe does respiratory care practitioner, respiratory therapist. That's a great combination for them over the long haul, that combination of the bachelor's degree in the science and then that that post-bachelor's degree training from Western, which a lot of people think that that's backwards, I guess I would say, but it's not at all uncommon to see folks doing that because they maybe decided relatively late in their undergraduate time that this is what I really want to do, but still having that bachelor's degree sets them up to be able to advance in that profession after they've done their specialized education at Western.
Do you all have any final words of wisdom for graduating students or employers in the area? Beth, do we want to start with you?
I would say for students, be prepared. Know yourself. Know what your skills are. Know what your transferable skills are. Be able to articulate those in an interview. Looking for a job is a full-time job, and you have to be very savvy. A lot of people take more of a passive approach to the job search, you know, kind of looking at the job boards, waiting for things to be posted, and then applying for them as they're posted. But in the La Crosse market especially, it's very much a networking community. You really need to get out there and talk to people and network. So use your networks, talk to your professors, talk to your families, use sources, social media like LinkedIn to get to know people, and don't be discouraged. I tell students you have to keep hearing no, 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 no. And the more no's you hear, the sooner you're going to get to that yes. And there are jobs out there, and they will get jobs, but it can be very discouraging. I think it's very hard for students it's kind of ominous to face this sort of an economy right now. I certainly would not want to be a 22-year-old with a brand new bachelor's degree, but they also have the benefit of their outstanding education and a fresh perspective. And so I think things are looking really, really bright. Just, you know, keep your spirits up and don't give up.
Tim?
You know, I would echo the idea of using a network. Many new grads think that they don't have a network. They think that a network is something that their parents have, but not what they have. And the reality of it is they do have a network. Their network may be their parents and their parents' colleagues. Their network may also be just the folks who graduated just a year or even a semester ahead of them who are out in the job market, but definitely using networks. The other thing I would encourage folks to look at is consider the possibilities through public service, that opportunities through AmeriCorps, through City Year, through Teach for America, Peace Corps, all of those organizations have gotten, their opportunities have gotten very competitive. It's not just an automatic anymore, but in many cases, a year or two of public service can be a time that helps folks define who they are and figure out what they want to do. And above and beyond that is something where they gain valuable skills and maturity. And I would encourage them to look at that.
And Barb?
Along with, you know, networking and, you know, looking at the job search as a full-time job, it really, you do need to do your homework. You need to do your research about the company. You need to have good marketing materials for yourself, having a well-prepared resume and cover letter, because it is an expectation. And I think there might have been a time when, you know, some jobs at this, the associate level or lower, people, you know, didn't do maybe a resume or even a cover letter, anything like that. It's now more of an expectation, and it's the way to get your resume to the top of the pile. So do your homework, visit Career Services. There are people out there who are willing to help.
All three of our guests are involved in Career Services at three La Crosse colleges. Barb Kelsey is from Western Technical College. Tim Tritch is from UW La Crosse. And Beth Dolder-Zeke is with Viterbo University. They spoke about job prospects for college graduates. More than 3,000 students graduate from each of these institutions this weekend. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Coming up next, we'll talk with the La Crosse School District's superintendent about a new community survey and the need for another Northside Elementary School. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also now on Facebook. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.